Welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, MLK Birthday Day. Great to see you guys. We have Dr. Arthur Barn on the show today. He returns to set the record straight after what he feels was abusive treatment. Well, you know, you guys did kick him around the block a little bit. Dr. Arthur Barn is the former vampire hunter who no longer believes in vampires. And instead of going around the world warning people about vampires, he now travels the world telling people they don't exist. So,
he really needs to do that.
Well, I guess he feels like it's something. So let's check him out. Let's check it all out. Here he is, Dr. Arthur Barn on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is Dr. Arthur Barn. I'd like to thank, first of all, Phil Hendry for giving me the opportunity to come on this program and to explain myself, because I believe yesterday I was not allowed to acquit myself in the professional manner in which I am accustomed. I was on this Mr. Doubter podcast, a program called What Would You Do? Now, as many people are aware, I have since renounced my investigations into the existence of vampires and have instead devoted an enormous amount of time going from city to city, country to country, lecture hall to lecture hall, speaking in front of large groups and small, pleading with people, not sleeping, sometimes not even eating, as I go from group to group, imploring people, sometimes on my knees, vampires do not exist. How do I know this? Because I spent a good 35 years of my life hunting them down and trying to destroy them. In the process, I drove stakes into the chests of already dead people. That's right. I made a complete ass of myself in front of religious groups, clerics, people of all stripes and all professions, proclaiming that I was now going to free a soul and free a body from the eternal state of being undead, and they would now be reunited with God, and their souls would ascend heavenward, and then I would take a stake and drive it into a corpse that was not only dead, but I will be perfectly honest with you, it stunk. The stink coming off of it, I can't really describe it. I opened up coffins with already dead people, and I put a stake in their hearts, and I said, yeah, now they're free. And people nodded and went, oh, wow. I did that for 35 years. And I was pursued by the authorities in multiple municipalities for desecration of a grave, desecrating a corpse, abusing a corpse, and so forth. I spent upwards of, I'd say $500,000 in fines. I spent anywhere from 1 to 2 years in jail for a variety of offenses related to the ones I just mentioned. So I discovered finally, after I'd been laughed at for the last time, when I had a group of grade school students, when the nun said, here is Dr. Arthur Barn, and he drives stakes into already dead bodies, and I heard all these tiny little voices going, hee 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 hee. I said, you know what, Barn, you have been made into a derby-wearing chimpanzee for the last time. And at that very instant, I looked at those little fresh faces, those little 10-year-old kids that had just laughed at me, and I said, okay, you're on. There are no vampires, and I renounce vampire hunting. And would you believe their tiny throats and their hands came together in a ovation the likes of which I hadn't heard for years. It was a little tiny ovation of clapping hands and voices going, yay, and they were little tiny voices going, yay. I realize I'm probably turning this into a comic, a routine of some kind, but that was the first approbation that I had received in years. I realized it was then that I must now tell people I've renounced the seeking of vampires. They don't exist. And I had to look back on 35 years of my life and say, what a waste. I'd thrown it all away. And now I'm just trying to forget. So I come on the Mr. Doubter program here yesterday. He says to me, what would you do if you were sitting on top of a mountain with another guy and there was no food? Would you eat him? And that's when I said, would you please call on Dean, who's my driver, have him come and get me. Mr. Dickman refused. That's right. And when I attempted to leave during a commercial break, he put his hand on my chest. He put his hand on my chest and said, sit down. Well, no one talks to me like that. I went and I sat and I was quiet. I had a bag of walnuts. And I sat very quietly eating the walnuts until the next commercial break. And I said, you ever put your hand on me again like that? And I'll take the hand off at the wrist, hold it in one of my hands, and shake one of your hands with it. And he, like he does, went, huh, what, huh? I said, think about it, Dickman. I'll take the hand off at the wrist, then I'll hold that hand in one of my hands. And he still stands there going, huh, what? And I wanted to slap his face, but I didn't. I went and I sat back down in my chair, and I had my bag of walnuts. So finally, Ondine came and got me, and I was free. This morning at 7:30, I was called by Mr. Dickman and asked to please come on the program. Then he apologized. Mr. Henry wanted me to come on, and Mr. Dowder as well wanted me to come on and state my case. Well, here it is, for the second time. I am a man of science, and while I do no longer believe in vampires, and I am trying to get people to understand there are no vampires, that doesn't mean you get to monkey me up. That doesn't mean you invite me on a little podcast and ask me, would you eat a guy on top of a mountain? I said, no, I wouldn't. And I attempted to leave, and that's when Dickman put his hand on my chest and said, sit down. And I said, that hand comes off. I'll hold it in the other hand. I'll shake your hand. You understand what I'm saying. I appreciate the time that Mr. Henry has given me over the years on his program. I appreciate the time that all of you have given to me. I will never again go around like a fully made-up clown in the big shoes with a horn and the big red nose and the big smile with who knows what back in my dressing room, maybe the skinned heads of... All right, that's enough. I had... No, that's fine. Thank you very much. Dr. Arthur Barn. Well... And we gave Dr. Barn an opportunity to state his case because he felt he'd been made fun of on the program. Bud?
Yeah, and I just want to say that when I put my hand, I mean, I'm saying to him, you know, where are you going, you know?
Yeah, that's right, and what did I say to you?
Yes, you said you take my hand off.
I said I take your hand off.
Yeah, you take my hand off, and then you'd hold my hand in one of your hands, and you'd attempt to shake my other hand.
What other hand?
The good one, the one I still got.
The one he still has. Oh, all right, okay. Why'd you get out of here? You're telling me, Dr. Arthur... I'm telling you, Dr. Arthur Barn, get out. Thank you.
And I'm Jeff Dowder, and...
This monkey gets to talk... Just get out of here. Sit down, Dr. Barn, if you don't want to leave.
Hold on, Dr. Barn. I'm Jeff Dowder. I was the host of the thing yesterday.
I know that. I just got done making a statement, and now you're coming in. You get to slip in behind me and make me look like a chimp? No one's doing that. Go ahead.
This is Dr. Jeff. I mean, I'm not a doctor. My name is Jeff Barn.
I'm Dr. Arthur.
I'm sorry. I'm Jeff Dowder. And the show that I did yesterday, I was hoping would be the kickoff to a podcast called What Will You Do? In the show yesterday, I asked Dr. Arthur Barn if he would eat another guy if he was stranded on top of a mountain.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Barn.
You have to step outside, Dr. Barn, unless you can be quiet.
You want to put your hand on me again?
Hey, Barn.
What? I was given the opportunity to do What Would You Do? It's a podcast I've been wanting to do for a long time. I asked Dr. Barn, what would you do if you was... stranded on a mountain, he goes, no, I would not eat another guy. I would die of starvation. I said, even if the dude, you didn't have to kill him, he'd just throw himself off a cliff, and then you'd hike down to the bottom of the cliff and eat the guy. He goes, no. And then I also had on a NASCAR driver, Paul Tubby Lane, about would you leap from a speeding car, even if you had like $100,000 that was going to burn up in an explosion. And he goes, yeah, I would. This was my attempt at creating scenarios that I hopefully were relatable, sort of social dilemmas, if you will, and social or socio-scientific dilemmas
and find out what people would do and ask those questions of eminent people in a field. One of them was Dr. Arthur Barn, who is a doctor. He's also a forensic biologist and has studied some pretty aberrant fields of medical research, including the possibility that there's the undead, you know. And then we talked to sports car racer Paul Tubby Lane about leaping from a speeding car. All this was done in good faith, and I just want to say that, you know, I don't think I'm as intelligent like as a lot of people that may be educated like Dr. Arthur Barn, but I don't like being called a monkey. And, you know, these monkeys and this chimpanzee, this and that, I don't appreciate it. I don't think it's fair. And I also would like to, Dr. Barn, as long as you're still here.
Yes.
I was a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech.
Oh, horse dung. There's no such discipline. Were you?
Well, what do you mean no such discipline?
Who ever heard of mechanical physics? It's a load of old crap, and I'm not putting you down per se. Get on mic. I'm not putting you down per se. I'm simply saying that it was beneath me to come on a program like that and talk about cannibalism.
Then why did you agree to come on?
Because this guy over here says to me, talking about Bud, yes, this guy Bud says to me, hey, it'll be a real scientific...
Well, I know you've been on the Mr. Henry Show for a long time, hunting vampires and everything.
That's the whole thing, Barn. The only guy that'll let you on that'll take you seriously is Phil.
That's probably what's going on, because I think Mr. Henry, in a lot of ways, gives those of us who are very, I guess you'd say, weird.
I don't think I'm weird. The only weird one around here is you and this guy, this Shaw.
Excuse me, but speak for yourself.
Well, I don't consider myself weird.
I think that's what Mr. Henry does. He gives a lot of weird people a platform, so.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I do, too.
Yeah, I got to go with that.
Well, all four of you people can hang it in your ass, because I don't believe that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Barn.
It's Dr. Barn.
Thank you, Mr. Barn. Thanks a lot, Mr. Barn.
Dr. Barn. Don't put your hand on me.
Ow, you bent my finger back again.
Phil.
Okay, let's...
All right, Phil, Mr. Henry's here. Hold on. Mr. Henry, I've got a couple of things.
Wait a minute. Dr. Barn, I think everybody here owes you an apology.
What are you talking about?
Everyone here owes this gentleman an apology. Okay, Dr. Barn, I understand that you've got some unorthodox views, and I realize that you sometimes are very direct with the way you speak, but Bud, he's right. You don't put your hand on anybody. You understand?
He said he would take my hand and take it off, and he'd shake my hand with my hand. Okay?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's talking about...
Barnes said... I know what Barnes said.
Mr. Henry, this guy said he was going to put his... He did put his paws on me, and I said, don't ever put your paws on me. You don't do that. You don't do that to Dr. Arthur Barn.
I realize that everybody here has got an axe to grind about something. We're grateful that you came on the show. We're sorry that people are talking to you the way that they're talking to you. And I think that everybody here just ought to lighten the hell up.
Phil, this guy over here... Well, Margaret, I heard the whole thing, okay? Well, Mr. Henry, I appreciate that very much. For the most part, you have treated me well when I've been on your program. But I have to say that given what I have had to impart to the world... even though I was mistaken, there are no vampires, and eventually I was convicted of abusing corpses and so forth, I think that I should be brought on with a level of dignity that is accorded my station in life.
Okay, see, right there, this is why people don't like you.
What is that about?
Yeah, take a look at this, Barn. Hold on, I got it. That whole thing you just said, that's why people don't like you, your station in life.
What are you talking about now?
I'm talking about the fact that you're running around saying there's vampires, then there aren't. What station in life do you have, man? You've got a great medical degree. You have the ability to... You could probably be a great teacher or something. You're a forensic biologist or whatever the hell that is. But you're running around driving stakes into bodies that are already dead. You got everybody pissed off at you. Now you've got a criminal record. I'm happy to have you on the show, but, you know, and I'm sorry for the way you were treated, but don't come on here, man, like you're Albert Einstein.
What an asshole.
See, there you go.
Yeah, you heard him, Phil. No, I mean it. What an asshole.
God. Right there, Phil. This is what we've been dealing with.
I know what you guys have been dealing with. Dr. Barn, I just got done saying that everybody owes you an apology.
No, but what you just said there, like I'm coming on like I'm Einstein. I don't think I'm Albert Einstein. But let's face it, Phil. My brain, with my brain matter,
makes all of you guys here look like teeny tiny itsy bitsy little brains compared to me, Dr. Arthur Brown. Dr. Arthur
Barn?
Barn.
Yeah, you don't even know your own last name. You called yourself Brown.
I may have called myself Brown, but you are Brown. You know?
Isn't that mature?
Brown. Like, you know what brown is. It comes out of a...
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Arthur Barn.
Did you say Brown?
Grow up.
You tell me to grow up?
Yeah, it's a good piece of advice, Dr. Barn. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Are you not leaving?
No, I'm just lingering. I want to hear what else you get to say.
That's it.
All right. Can I have my walnuts, please?
What?
May I have my bag of walnuts, please?
You got everything now?
I've got my walnuts. Let's see what else. Where's my cane?
You're holding it.
Okay.
Nice one.
Thank you. Do you have a ride coming, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
We could call you an Uber if you want.
No, I don't need... I don't ride an Uber, okay? You got that?
Yes, sir.
Good night.
You laughing at something?
Good night, sir.
I'm Dr. Arthur Barn.
All right, folks, thank you very much.
Here, I'll do it, Phil. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. We thank Dr. Arthur Barn for being with us. Bud Dickman, Jeff Dowder.
Where is Jeff?
He's taking a shit.
He's been in there for a half.
And Margaret Gray, and I'm General Galen Shaw.
What language is this?